Well, all right. That's a groove to start a Wednesday morning. You got the morning musers, and we got a lot to get to today. We got the NBA Finals cranking up. Maverick fans still paying attention to this. We'll get to that here in 25 minutes. The most incredible sports dynasty of our lifetime, still going. The New England Patriots. And there's a new book out called The Dynasty by Jeff Benedict. And he got a really clear view of how the franchise works with the input of Robert Kraft and getting to hang out with him and the Patriots
behind the scenes.
I don't know if it was...
Is it a full follow around?
I don't know if it's a full ride along with him kind of thing, but more of the football operations and what they've done the last 20 years. That'll be coming up at 6:55.
He wasn't on the milking table right next to him, was he?
Dude, we are not 2 minutes into the show, and you bring up milking and Robert Kraft.
I know, because of someone is on the show today that is very obsessed with it, and it's not me.
All right, well, we'll get to that person here in just a second.
Okay.
But we do have Jeff Benedict, author of The Dynasty, on at 6:55. We have another edition of Upon Further Review.
Wait, hold on.
Upon Further Review.
There you go.
As we look back at Sunday's Cowboys-Seahawks game, a further review of some very controversial moments, including drive killers and that last drive for the Cowboys that ended with a Dak Prescott interception in the end zone. We've got college football to get to this morning at 8:15. So much to talk about. And doing the show with us this morning.
Thank you.
Gordon Keith's here.
Yeah,
he's
been here every day,
26
so.
Years.
But finally, you gave me the intro I deserved.
There's Gordon Keith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm George Dunham. And also with us this morning from Fox 4, sitting in for Craig Miller, is Mike Ducey.
This is not disclosure.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. What a sincerely
Texas got the football.
Warm welcome. Great to be back with the musers. It's been a while. Good morning, boys.
How's that?
Good morning.
Did they ever do that when they say, instead of here's Mike with sports, do they ever go, and here's Mike Ducey? And everyone screams, and the guy makes fart noises.
Clarice is making those noises as she tosses it to me.
Yeah. People jumping around the studio. That'd be great.
That would be edgy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Why don't y'all start doing that? Could you sell them on that idea?
Okay. How about I worry about the TV? How about
Whoa.
That?
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Shots fired.
Man,
Shots fired.
Okay, I thought we were having fun with what to do on the set of Fox 4. Well, it is good to have you here, Mike,
and
as
now
always.
It's time for sports with Mike Ducey. But before we get to Mike Ducey, let's read some of your tweets about my announcement that Mike Ducey's just about to do sports. So, let's see. Karen in Bedford.
You're right. I think the other way would be better.
Oh, Nelly! Here's Mike Ducey! Steve Eager goes into a fake Keith Jackson.
Steve Eager starts doing this.
Okay. Yeah, that was a funny hand motion there that you did in your face. No one can see. But Mike, and look at him.
Oh, man.
Why do you mess up Ducey so much?
Such a weird reaction from Steve Eager.
See, this is the way Ducey wants to do it, but he did. But he can't.
It's 9 minutes in and I'm sweating like
such mayhem breaks out.
Oh, well, it's good to see you, Mike, because have we seen you in person? We've seen you on screen.
Well, you guys have done our show to the extent that we have a show anymore.
No. 10 minutes in and he's complaining.
You've done some Zoom stuff with us on Ticket Tuesday during our 10:30 segment that used to be called Free For All. So I appreciate you joining us.
Wait, it's not called Free For All anymore?
Well, it still is. It just doesn't.
It's a small segment. You know, it's
doesn't
more
have
like,
the time frame nor the time slot that it used to have.
Gordon, maybe you've heard these are unprecedented, challenging times. So rather than doing 30 minutes,
I didn't realize that your show got coronavirus.
We're down to about 7 or 8.
Boy, did it.
7 or 8.
Okay,
minutes,
but we're back into sports now. Could we maybe slide that thing a little earlier and get some time?
time back on the clock?
We're getting on TV. We're managing to get on at a bunch of different times. They we like to keep people guessing.
They call it the two-minute drill now.
Exactly.
But anyway. It's time for 90 seconds with Mike Ducey.
That's what she said.
Thank you.
But, whoa, hello.
Oh, gosh. What a ridiculous start to a radio program this is. Well, it's good to see you, Mike.
All right, take care.
Everything good?
Out.
No, don't leave.
No,
we're just
right
starting. We need
to hear this. We're doing fine. We're doing fine. We've all made our adjustments. You guys have. It's been great listening to you throughout this entire bout of craziness. And thanks again for joining us a few times. So now it's nice to be back with you. I always get great and unusual response when I'm on here with the Musers in the morning.
Such great response.
The best.
Oh, great.
Fantastic
great.
Response.
Very great. Yes.
Wrong.
Oh, man. Well, it is good to see you. And I know you heard the big headline of the day yesterday that my truck was stolen before I went to work yesterday. That's how my day started yesterday.
And that you accused Tony Romo of stealing it.
You know, listening back upon further review, it was me that brought it up.
See there?
When we started going through persons of interest, Terry Bradshaw was mentioned, and I was the one who brought up Tony Romo.
You fingered Tony Romo.
I mentioned his name.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yes.
And
same thing.
So I got that whole narrative started, so it was my fault that P1 started adding him.
To their tweets,
and please stop doing that. Leave Tony Romo alone. He has nothing to do with the disappearance of my truck. But I am happy to report this morning that I got my truck back.
Wow!
It's all in one piece.
And
it's all
now
good.
It's time for letters.
Whoa. What? What is going on?
Uh-oh, Lucy's flashing the camera.
Oh, we're going to get some Twitter response now on Fox 4. That's your
is that your Twitter response sound? That music?
Oh, is it?
I think it is.
Maybe, yeah. I should watch the station more.
Yeah, how could you miss that? Don't y'all do about 20 minutes on that?
Do y'all still do news, or do you only do tweets now?
We do more local news than any other station.
Yeah, Gordon. Okay.
Well,
I get started at 9 o'clock.
I'm just saying.
Go all the way till, well, now 10:50 because Mike... My show used to go at 10:30, but
technically, yeah, 10:50 most nights. Unless
so
there's something big going on.
Your show's from 10:50 to, do they give you till 11?
More or less, yeah.
If you stretch it.
Exactly.
So
funny.
I got my truck
Steve
back.
Steve
Eager stood up and pulled it out and then stretched it like saltwater taffy and started playing
Steve.
It like a rubber band.
So sorry, Steve.
Pulled what out?
His thingy.
Baby arm.
His baby. Well, there's Clarice, right?
Poor Clarice. Just P1s aren't still doing that,
when
are they? They're not still cyber
arm.
Attacking Clarice for
no, and it,
tweet
and
reads, are
throughout
they?
The pandemic, she hasn't been reading tweets anyway. I mean, this is.
And tonight's your turn. I want you to meet Shirley
your
Webb. She is 78 years old, and she is running circles around her younger counterparts at an Illinois gym. In this video, she is deadlifting 225 pounds. And her trainer says she holds the Illinois and Missouri powerlifting records for her age and her weight class. Her trainer also says she can even lift more weight, up to 245 pounds. And Justin says, wow, I couldn't do that with my baby arm. Justin, no shame. No shame.
That was the lead story on Fox 4 last night after the debate.
No, that was many years ago. It was unfortunate to do that.
Sorry, Clarice. Sorry, Fox 4.
Our area's preeminent local news anchor.
Y'all leave Fox 4 alone with tweets and leave Tony Romo alone. The truck has been found, so upward and onward.
So was it intact?
Yes.
Well, that's good news.
No damage to it. It was rummaged through. My peat moss was still in the back.
I guess.
Still got peat back there. So that's good. So for those wondering what happened, that's what happened. And there's a whole other story behind it, but an investigation continues, so I don't want to say too much.
You can't comment because the investigation is still ongoing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the dodge that
but
we
in,
like.
in talking to
although it was a Ford
police yesterday, they said that Tony Romo was not a person of interest.
He had a legit alibi.
Yeah.
They talked with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he is always a person of interest around here. And to this point, we've played 3 weeks of the NFL. I think he is a part of one of the most incredible notes that we're going to talk about here in just 4 minutes.